MSNBC's Malcolm Nance, White Supremacist Foot Soldiers Receiving Subliminal Orders from Trump. By Joshua Kaplan on August 8, 2019. Appearing Tuesday on MSNBC's Hardball with host Chris Matthews, national security analyst Malcolm Nance suggested white supremacist foot soldiers are interpreting the words of President Donald Trump as subliminal orders in their head during a segment on the deadly shootings in El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio. A partial transcript is as follows. Chris Matthews, Malcolm, your feelings and thoughts on the last couple days? I haven't talked to you since these shootings have happened. Malcolm Nance, I think that we're finally in for a great societal change where we're finally addressing this issue. I wrote a book last year called The Plot to Destroy Democracy. And one of the chapters, I led off with the massacre of 68 children in Norway by the original white supremacist terrorist who created the concept of this terrorist manifesto, Anders Behring Breivik. And he did that because he thought the Great Replacement was underway in Norway and that the government was allowing unbridled immigration into that country. So in his trial, he said he massacred those children because he wanted to eliminate the next generation of liberal leadership from Norway as a warning. This country has had several of these mass incidents. But I think we're overdue for a Breivik-style real massacre of a political nature. These people feel that they are the foot soldiers and executors of what the disenfranchisement that the white race is feeling. And Donald Trump is giving them subliminal orders in their head. They are no different than the mobilized, self-starting, self-radicalized terrorists of ISIS here in the United States and Europe, who take cars and drive down streets. It's just that they have a permissive environment in which they can get firearms and go out and attack their perceived enemies. Nance's comments came one day after NBC News national security contributor Frank Fiuzzi claimed President Donald Trump could have transmitted a coded message to white supremacists by ordering American flags flown at half-mast due to the deadly shootings to be re-raised on August 8. The president said that we will fly our flags at half-mast until August 8. That's 8/8. Now, I'm not going to imply that he did this deliberately, but I am using it as an example of the ignorance of the adversary that's being demonstrated by the White House, Fiuzzi told the 11th Hour host Brian Williams.